It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
A bombshell from the LADA. The Menendez brothers' murder conviction is getting a fresh look.
There are multiple things that could happen. They could walk out based on what the court decides, or they can have the sentence given a different shape.
It's October 3rd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll dig into what happens now.
The final decision will be mine.
Also coming up, the DA says he's actively looking for more victims of Sean Diddy Combs. Automatic license plate readers are going in for the first time in L.A.
All of us here today know that Los Angeles has consistently seen crime throughout the city become more brazen.
And some pretty license plates you might see on California cars, they're actually illegal. It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the L.A. Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It was a stunner this afternoon from the L.A. County D.A. George Gascon, with the Menendez brothers' murder case fresh in the minds of millions of people thanks to the Ryan Murphy Netflix show. The D.A. says he's taking a new look at their conviction from more than 3 decades ago. The brothers have long claimed they were sexually abused by their father for years before they killed both their parents with a shotgun. Lyle and Eric Menendez were 21 and 18 at the time. Here's the DA, George Gascon, making this announcement, we can't fail to mention, while he's locked in a very difficult re-election campaign.
If they get resentenced, there are multiple things that could happen. They could walk out based on what the court decides, or they can have the sentence given a different shape. Perhaps they still on, will stay on, but for a lesser period of time, or they can have a new trial. Right. And those are all options, and we will evaluate all of it. We have a hearing coming up on November 29th, and you know, until we get there, we're not sure yet which direction this will go.
The DA added this.
I'm not leaning in any direction right now. I'm keeping an open mind. We have people in the office that are looking at this very carefully, very experienced lawyers that are looking at this. That evidence will be presented to me. Their recommendation will be presented to me. But the final decision will be mine.
Gascon was asked if prosecutors in his office have advised him on what he should do.
There are differences of opinion. There are differences of opinion within the office, and that is a healthy part of the process, right? You don't want to have everybody agreeing to any one thing. And then one of the things that I personally do well is by listening to different opinions and different ways of looking at evidence or looking at a particular case or the law. So there are people in the office that would tell you that this case should never be neither resentenced nor habeas should be granted. There are other people in the office that believe that this should be evaluated carefully and that there may be a process there on the path. My understanding is that the family, by and large, would like them to be released.
So this is sure to be a big story as we head toward Election Day in the race for DA. And we have the debate between George Gascon and his challenger, Nathan Hochman, coming up next Tuesday, the 8th, 5 o'clock. Streaming live on YouTube. You can hear it on KNX News. Listen to it on the Odyssey app, knxnews.com. We asked Loyola Law School legal analyst Lori Levinson to weigh in on the political element here and how that connects with what's changed over the past 30 years.
Well, I'm not sure which way it plays into this, because the Menendez case was a very controversial case. Now, I think it's good that Gascon is saying, I am sensitive to issues of abuse. but I'm not sure how that translates into overturning the conviction of the Menendez brothers. People do think that they got a very long sentence, but at the time, at least the judge at that time did not buy the argument that they were subject to abuse and that they needed to use lethal force at the time they did.
The DA is also actively looking, he says, for more victims of Sean Diddy Combs, urging anybody who thinks they were victimized by him in L.A. County to step forward. So far, dozens of women have announced they plan to file lawsuits alleging they were sexually abused. The federal indictment against Diddy in New York says he used an extensive network and numerous people to help recruit victims, clean up their tracks to avoid inquiries from law enforcement. Clearly, the LADA looking to, after years of not being able to, file charges here in this county. Combs has denied all wrongdoing. Beverly Hills has them. West Hollywood has them. For the first time now, L.A. is installing automatic license plate readers in one specific area of the valley. Here's John Baird in Porter Ranch.
They've already been installed in 1,500 patrol cars, and another 60 have been scattered across other parts of Los Angeles. But 100 of them are being put up in City Councilman John Lee's district to help catch suspects who are committing, say, robberies or burglaries or smash and grabs.
All of us here today know that Los Angeles has consistently seen crime throughout the city become more brazen, more organized and public.
And they believe it makes sense to do this, to capture license plate numbers. Interim Police Chief Dominic Choi.
Studies show that motor vehicles are involved nationally in about 75% of all crimes.
And he says some of the portable units that they already have paid dividends.
We've used our existing ALPR trailers and other, not fixed post ALPRs, but other mobile ALPRs to solve a number of murders.
In fact, they recently started installing the 100 new ones here and have already solved a couple of robberies.
Speaking of license plates, you've probably seen those black and white ones, or in some cases, pink and white. I've seen one of those. Karen Adams was wondering about it, and so she found out.
The only plates that are legal are those approved by the DMV. They include the California vintage black and yellow plates and, of course, specialized ones. But if you did alter your plates to match your ride, CHP officer Jed Cato says, don't get nervous if they pull you over for it.
It is a correctable citation. They'll be issued a fix-it ticket and given some time and a chance to either replace the plate if they can't undo the changes that were made. If they can't undo it, they'll be given some time to get the plate restored back to its original condition and get the ticket signed off at the local highway patrol station.
If you don't fix it, you'll get a ticket and have to pay a fine. Officer Cato says a lot of people he's pulled over don't realize that altering your plates is illegal.
Wait, really? People didn't know that?
Now you know. It is.
You tell him, Karen. I mean, who didn't know that having the color of your license plate changed might be illegal? Seems like a lot of people do it. One other thing we were wondering about is what happened with those lithium-ion batteries that caught fire and forced the Vincent Thomas Bridge to shut down last week. It was a huge smoky fire. They actually had to evacuate the port for the first time in a very long time. They're still figuring out what to do, as Craig Figner found out.
That battery fire smoldered for a couple of days at Ocean and Navy Way right next to the Vincent Thomas Bridge. The lithium-ion batteries were being carried by a truck that flipped over last week. Los Angeles Councilmember Tim McCosker's district includes the port. He tells KNX News, at first, L.A. City Fire responded, didn't know what to do, but knew water could only make it worse.
And the battery itself was moved from the location it was in, and it was moved to a remote site very close to Fire Station 40s, can sit safely, and then we can come up with a plan for the cleanup.
So it's still sitting there now?
It's still sitting there now, yeah. So it was moved. It was still hot when it was moved.
It's believed they were batteries meant for small electronics.
Still sitting there as they figure out what to do with it. Big grocery store chain has to pay millions for overcharging people in California. That's next. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Albertsons, the owner of Vons, is going to have to pay $4 million for overcharging people here in California. It's a settlement between the company and several county DA's offices. The Department of Weights and Measures found stores were inaccurately weighing products that are sold by weight, like meat and produce. Customers were also charged more than the lowest advertised price on a bunch of items at checkout. Evan Goldsmith is a deputy district attorney in Riverside County. He says Albertson, Vons were cooperative as they talked through this.
They've put in a lot of good faith work to reach a settlement and to implement changes to ensure that future violations will not happen. This case came to us originally from the Department of Weights and Measures. There were a couple of them that noticed pricing inaccuracies all throughout the state. So we worked with the DAs in Alameda, Los Angeles, Marin, San Diego, Sonoma, and Ventura County. We combined our efforts and all worked together to obtain a statewide settlement with Albertsons and Vons.
He says these inspectors from Weights and Measures started noticing this back in 2021. And more often than not, the mistakes benefited the stores and cost customers more money.
I don't know off the top of my head exactly how, what the percentage was, where it was in their favor versus the favor of consumers. But it was a majority of the time it was in favor of the stores themselves.
So it would be almost impossible to give settlement money to every single customer who overpaid on a bag of grapes or something, didn't get the discounted price on an item that was advertised a couple of years back. So Goldsmith explains what they're actually doing with the settlement money.
So what this money does is it actually goes back into special funds that the district attorney's offices have to fund other consumer protection actions. So this money will be used not just against, Albertsons and Vons and future actions, but any company that is violating, the business professions codes or ripping off consumers. We will have funds at our disposal now to use to actually prosecute them.
One question we had is Albertson and Vons have been trying to merge with Kroger in this huge grocery store merger nationwide. Is this going to cause a hang up there? Well, earlier this year, the FTC already sued to block what would be the biggest ever supermarket merger. So we'll see. It'll be up to a federal judge to decide if the deal can ultimately go through. Almost 600 Albertson Vons stores in California. And that's the LA Local for October 3rd. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your shows. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.